Lamer Gamers. This is Lamer Travis for the Lamer Gamers Podcast, and today is a special edition of the show. What we're going to be doing today is, well, E3 just happened, right? And you're probably looking for an Xbox Series X, an Xbox Series S. Maybe you're looking for a graphics card that's really hard to get. Or maybe you're looking for a PlayStation 5. Well, in today's episode, we are going to go over how to avoid scummy scammers trying to scam you. Unfortunately, Rowdy 5000 will not be here today, but he sent me some lovely websites on his search that he was looking for on the Xbox Series X, because he's trying to get one too. And we'll go over how to avoid those things, what to look out for, and maybe you could share this with your parents if they're looking to buy a console, grandparents, maybe somebody that you know is looking to purchase one. So this will also be on YouTube if you're listening to the podcast, with the case studies of two of these fancy websites if you want to check that out. All right, guys, after the break, we will get started. Rowdy, cue the music. All right, guys, before I press the start button on this special edition, if you like what we're doing, don't forget to press up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, start, then like and subscribe on your current podcasting provider. Gently nudge that like and subscribe button on YouTube if you're there, and check us out at LamerGamersCast on Twitter to share the show with the lamer you know. All right, guys, let us get started. First step to avoid scummy scammers that scam: how to avoid buying a fake Xbox Series X or PS5. When you are looking at the website, first thing I want you to do is double check the domain name. See, a lot of times you're going to notice misspelled. I probably misspelt that, however it's supposed to be on there. But website names, if they look odd, like Amazon.com, you're not in the right place. Or maybe Amazon with a zero and then an N, or maybe Walmart some weird symbols built into there. If it's not right, you need just go back and double check for me. Also, you're rarely going to find .net and .org websites that are actively selling things. It's not, you know, a normal domain for a website that is a storefront. Also, overly specific website names should raise alarms. For instance, xboxforless.net or ps5forsale.org. You kind of want to stay away from those websites just in case. Next up, when you're looking at that domain, if you see this happy little padlock on the top left, and HTTPS, that's normally a good sign. It's not always legit, though. Most legitimate websites have this because it's basically a feature that keeps others from viewing your transactions. However, it does not mean it's legit. If there's no padlock, there's no HTTPS, I wouldn't buy anything from them. Now, our two case studies that we'll show you later on do have this HTTPS and a padlock. So it's not necessarily true. And those are going to be scam websites, most likely. Next one. And you would probably notice this before you even looked at the domain name, or maybe whenever you click away from it. Pop-ups everywhere. If the website has pop-ups, it's probably a scam website. Now, sometimes you'll see some on legit websites, but you should have pop-up blocker on your browser. But if it breaks through that browser and maybe it claims you're a winner, you're the 438,000 millionth customer today. Ooh, there's confetti and stuff like that. And you won something fancy. You did not win something fancy. You'll probably lose some money in the process. Or if it says you have a virus on the system. Please call this number to talk to a Microsoft representative. It's fake. Do not contact these numbers if they claim to fix something or if it just seems out of place for the website you're visiting. It's going to be most likely a scam website. And you're going to hear this a lot from me. Most likely a scam website. You'll find one or two legitimate things, but most likely not. Next up. The prices are crazy! A $499 console for $200? Wow! That's a lie. A $499 console should not sell for less than the MSRP, the manufacturer suggested retail price. But you really shouldn't pay more than that either. You'll see a lot of times, not necessarily scammers, but scalpers are going to sell some of these consoles for like $700, $800, over $1,000. We've reported on it in the past. We have a segment called Lamer of the Week that scammers won like two or three times in a row, which, I mean, honestly, scammers win this Lamer of the Week if it doesn't need to, it doesn't really need to be mentioned. But here is the current price for a Series X and a PlayStation 5. $499, not $599. Well, in the U.S., okay, it might be something different in other places. You know, you might need to double check that. I guess I should have written it up for like the U.K. and stuff because we do have some listeners out there. But the Xbox Series S is going to be $399. You don't want to deviate too much from that. Prices be crazy, yo. Do not purchase. Next one. The grammar be bad and many misspellings. In other words, if the grammar is not good, if it looks like a three-year-old wrote it, or maybe somebody out of country that put it in Google Translate, go away. Okay, you want to double-check spelling and grammar. Now, a lot of times, you know, I'm probably misspelling things in this too, but I'm not trying to sell you something for over $500 today. But here, this is actually a tactic that scammers use to throw certain people off, but to also filter some out. See, scammers will use bad grammar and spelling on purpose because they want to make sure that they are not going to waste their time on people smart enough to figure out the ruse. Or people that are taking the time to actually look. So if you're in a hurry and you're just trying to get a system and you're kind of throwing caution to the wind, they want you. They want you to be desperate and not notice all these other things. Or a lot of times, I hate to say this, that these horrible people, I don't have a lot of love for scammers. I think they're incorrigible people. They will have, they're in a special, I guess, level of Hades later on, or hell. But they are looking for people that are not going to be smart enough to catch this or distraught. A lot of times, if you have somebody that's recently dealt with loss, and I've had this happen to family members of mine, they might not be thinking in the right mind, and maybe they're looking to do something nice for that grandkid or child. So that's why I say, you know, this might be worth sharing, or look at all these other people that are trying to get this information out there. All right, next up, stolen writing and or graphics. Now, I wanted to use the word copy. That's normally how I think about it, but it really makes sense. If you're looking through like a store's return or privacy policy, which you need to do, if you're clicking around that website, and we will see that in the case study later, if it doesn't send you anywhere, or if you notice a website's name or a company's name that is not theirs, or it just looks wrong, get the heck away. It is definitely a scam. If you see another store name in there, one that we'll be looking at later today has Walmart's name in it, and it's not Walmart. Also, you'll notice many places steal graphics straight from popular websites. So if you go to a website and it looks really similar to maybe GameStop, Walmart, Best Buy, Newegg, or others that are, you know, actual legitimate websites, Amazon even, there's something up. They shouldn't be stealing graphics. A lot of times whenever you're selling a product from a provider, you know, maybe you're selling something from Sony or Nintendo, they generally include graphics and things that they want you to use, or there's a department that has these together. The next one, this is my favorite one. She doth protest too much, methinks. So if you see countless graphics regarding website safety that do not link properly, they are probably trying to convince you of something that does not exist. I noticed this on some where you'll see like McAfee Secure Scan Alert, Hacker Safe, Trustee Certified, Secure Payments to Visa, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be a scam. If it doesn't link anywhere that goes back to the trusted website, and, you know, a lot of times they'll take on these websites and they'll have like a little thing where you input graphics that scroll, and it's not really there for any other reason to just trick you. So that's something you really need to watch out for. It might say that they're part of these, but all they're doing is using the snipping tool, copying and pasting it onto their website somewhere. It's really bad stuff. And speaking about protesting too much, testimonials, you'll see a lot of time on these scammer websites, not necessarily all illegitimate websites have this, and some legit websites do, but you'll notice sometimes that testimonials that don't really connect to the product or even the service, or maybe they don't even use the website name, maybe they use another one, or they use the website name way too much. It's most likely fake. I mean, testimonials have been known forever. You know, you think of going and watching a video, I mean, watching TV, letting it run at like 3 a.m., some guy's trying to sell you a juicer. Or maybe, you know, some sort of the Shake Wake. Who knows? They're trying to sell you something, and they're like, "Well, Bob, this is the best thing. It's changed my life forever. I had liver spots and bunk leg, and it just worked magically. Wow." If it looks too good to be true, it usually is. Okay? If you see testimonials everywhere, watch out. Now, if you see reviews on the specific product, it's generally going to be more trustworthy. But you do see nowadays where some of these websites, and this goes for Amazon and even Walmart, they tend to use what are called resellers. Now, you're a little safer working through them, but you'll notice sometimes these resellers, or even eBay, you'll see reviews on them, and sometimes they are definitely fake. And you really have to be mindful of that and watch out. It's a lot trickier than it used to be. Now, you are backed up by guarantees from, you know, places like Walmart and Amazon. But some of these scam websites that have no connection to any of these, which they won't have their own separate website, by the way. That's something that I do need to make clear. You know, you'll see it like Amazon.com/ and then whatever that seller is. Make sure it's written rightly and it's, you know, done correctly. But that's something you need to be worried about. She doth protest too much. Just Shakespearean stuff for you, right? If it looks too good to be true, if they're talking themselves up too much or a product way too much, you need to watch out. And I think that kind of leads into the next thing. You need to look up the website address if it's provided. Or the, I'm sorry, not the website address. You need to look up the address of the company. If you look through the testimonials and all that other stuff that's still looking legit, a lot of times, and they should have a couple things on their website. They should tell you where they're located. They should give you a phone number to contact, which we'll get more into in a minute. They should give you an email address to be able to contact and other things. Well, you can go to your good old friends, Google Maps or MapQuest or, you know, whatever the heck you use nowadays, Apple Maps. You need to look up that address because a lot of times it will lead you to a building. It might lead you to an actual place It also might lead you into the middle of a field in the desert. It might lead you to a residential address. It might lead you to a pizzeria. If it does not look legitimate, if it does not look like a warehouse, a factory, if there is no signage on the door anywhere, it's most likely a scam. Stay the heck away. If you're in the same city, heck, go visit and say hi. Well, actually, just be afraid of that. Don't get shot, right? Okay, next up. Speaking of looking up things, if they want you, a lot of times you'll see a phone number. But I'm seeing this pop up a lot more. WhatsApp. If they want you to connect to WhatsApp for a chat, don't do it. Okay? It's not going to be a legitimate form of business. You can get a spoofed WhatsApp number or just some random number that looks like it's somewhere in the U.S. and have no connection to it. Do not trust WhatsApp numbers or start chatting with these people. They are not legit, okay? And they will keep bothering you. Also, if the number they provide is not connected to the location they provide, there's something wrong here. You know, a lot of times it should be like an 800 number or something, right? But in one of the places we'll look at later, if you're watching the video on YouTube, there is an area code that is hundreds of miles away from where the business is supposedly located. So those are some things to keep in mind. If you've gone this far, none of these things are causing any red flags to you, if it looks legitimate, the next step after you've gone, I would just click through the website like crazy, read things, double check things, make sure something doesn't seem a little off, or if it smells too good to be true, right? Or sounds too good, smells too good. Don't sniff your websites. Anyway, search for reviews about the website. You can easily find information by doing a quick search, you know, such as gameandconsole.com reviews or gadgetelectronicstore.com scam. Look for these things. See what other people are saying. You also have the Better Business Bureau. There's a lot of different places you can look through to see if people are chatting on it. And, you know, Reddit's surprisingly going to be a decent place. You still do have to watch out because sometimes you might see, it was the best experience in my life. They changed my world forever. And it's the actual scammer going into a lot of places. Okay. Just be concerned, you know, look through places. A lot of times you're going to see like trusted reviews, you know, of some other places, scam alerts and all this other place that will put like 1-star or 0-star reviews. Okay. So that is kind of our overview on some things to check out if you're looking on websites. But what if you decide there's some dude on Facebook that's selling an Xbox for $500? Well, here's some things to think about, because this is not just necessarily buying a fake one, but also, you know, kind of avoid getting shot or maybe showing up in a bathtub somewhere without a kidney. Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist concerns. One, I've seen this a lot, actually. Do not give money before you have the product. A lot of people will give somebody money on this Facebook Marketplace. They will get the money into their bank, and when they're looking for the product, they'll tell them basically, screw you, or they'll disappear forever. You need to have the product in hand before exchanging it, okay? If they're telling you, well, you better hurry up and do this, because I got 300 people looking at it right now. Well, don't, okay? It's too good to be true. Don't do it. Also, something a lot of people, I don't know if they know, regarding Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace and all these other, you know, places, a lot of police stations offer what's called a safe exchange area in their parking lots. I would highly suggest contacting your local police department if everything seems legitimate. Because it's going to be, one, a well-lit place. Two, there are going to be cameras everywhere. Three, you're at a police station, man. If something goes wrong, or if, you know, they're probably not going to want to show up if they're not legit, you know, so that's something to, you know, think about. And just in general, avoid non-public places. You know, don't show up at their house. Don't show up in the back of an alley. I don't know what it's, I live in, you know, we live in the swamps of Southeast Texas. You know, I'm not going to show up in the middle of a swamp, right? I would imagine people in New York or LA aren't going to show up on Skid Row to get something. So avoid things like that. And if possible, test the product. It's going to be a little bit harder to do with an Xbox or something. But, you know, maybe if you're buying like a Nintendo Switch or something in the future, you could test it right there. So those are some things to think about. If you are purchasing something from somebody, you don't want to get, you know, disappeared. All right, guys. So if you are listening on the podcast, that is going to be it. If you are on the YouTube video, hang back and we will start the case study. You guys have a good one.